Halfway through the... In fact, no, well, more than halfway through the year. Rachel from Macclesfield Town Council, the events officer. That's a good title. I like
Isn't
that
Isn't it?
You come in to Silt Radio to tell us all about what you're doing for the school summer holidays.
Absolutely, yeah. So this year we're running a programme called Do Something Summer. So for the 6 weeks of the school summer holidays, every Wednesday we're running a different event in the town centre. So it started last Wednesday on a beautiful sunny day. We had Grinnelli's in town, we had the deck chairs out, and we had Simon Buckley, who's a photographer from Manchester, and he's been to Macclesfield before, he loves Macclesfield. And he came and he ran a street photography workshop, so you could come along with your smartphone, he'd teach you how to use your smartphone, how to sort of change all the settings and frame a good photo and what to look for. And we had a lovely day, it was a really great turnout. And this week, this Wednesday, we're going to do chalk street art. So we've got a great company called Urban Canvas coming in, and they'll be on Castle Street from 11 till 3. They'll be drawing a big outline, and you can come along and colour in and do your own work with the chalk. We're looking outside and we're hoping for the best.
I was waiting for you to talk about the weather then. But you've got gazebos, haven't you?
We've got a lot of gazebos, so that's it. So the great team from Reach and Recover, RAW, they come and help us at every event to help us set up. So they'll be there bright and early to set up all of our gazebos. We've got 6 gazebos all together, so they'll be all out and to get a lovely cover, and hopefully we'll be able to go ahead. So keep an eye on our social media. If it does look like it's going to be torrential, things might change, but at the minute, that is the plan to be going ahead.
What else have you got coming up through the next couple of weeks then while the kids are off?
So let me look ahead. So that's it. So Wednesday the 9th, which is the week after, Art Space are going to come in and then they're going to do kite making.
So kite making?
I'm so excited about kite making.
Wow.
So you'll be able to make your kite from scratch with willows and paper, and they're going to do a full workshop, so you can come along, no experience necessary, all ages. There'll be slightly more complicated ones for the older kids, so it really is all ages. If you enjoyed our lantern making workshop from earlier in the year, it's very similar to that. So come and do that. And then obviously it's very windy in Mac, so you can just head out and fly that straight away. The week after, we've got comic art workshop with Mark Jackson, fantastic local comic artist. You'll have seen his work all over town. And again, every week it's 11 till 3. It's always a Wednesday. It's always 11 till 3. And it'll all be in the town centre. The week after that, so that's Wednesday the 23rd of August, we've got a treasure trail. So you'll be able to come along, pick up a map and go for a lovely one, walking tour. So it's that one is skewed a little bit older because it's quite a long walk. So we sort of recommend that one for age 8 and upwards, just because it is quite a long walk. So you don't want bored, annoyed kids halfway through. So yeah, I would definitely say skew that one a little bit older. And then the final event for the programme is on the 30th of August. We've got Let's Circus coming to do a full circus school.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be in the town centre. So you'll be able to have a go at all sorts of things, Diablo, juggling, stilts. They've got these funny little bicycles that you can have a go on. And yeah, they'll teach you all sorts of different things. So that's every Wednesday for the next 5 weeks now. And we've also got other groups in town that have come in under the Do Something Summer umbrella. So they've let us know what free events they're offering over the summer holidays to keep you busy. So, for example, the Silk Museum every Saturday, they're doing a free art workshop and they're doing a different type of art each week. So they've done weaving and printing and screen printing and all sorts of different things. And the library as well, the library have come under and they're doing like a summer reading programme. So if you read a certain number of books over the summer holidays, then you get a certificate at the end and a prize and a lovely library. So yeah, there's all sorts going on.
Where can people find out all about this, what dates, what's on and all that kind of stuff and where?
So if you're online, you can go to our Facebook page. Lots of information on there. It's also on our website. We've got a different event for each activity. But also, if you're just in town, you can go to the Grosvenor Centre, and in the window of the Grosvenor Centre, the unit next door to Claire's, the big unit, there's a little poster for every single event that's going on for all the different groups and activities. So you can go and have a look there.
Oh, fantastic. Just to finish off, by the way, are these events for free?
All for free. Everything
parents will be probably asking you, and hang on a minute, how much is it going to cost if my little one wants to do all of them?
Yeah, that's it. Everything we put on in the town centre on Mac Town Council, all of our events are always free. That's a big thing for us. So that's it. You can just, no need to book. You can just turn up, have a go. We've also, Grinnelli's are going to come in every Wednesday and park up in the town centre. And hopefully the weather will turn and it'll be better and we'll have the deck chairs out and we'll just have a lovely summer time in the town centre.
Fantastic. Rachel from Macclesfield Town Council, thank you very much. And we'll see you over the summer and into the autumn, no doubt.
Absolutely.